Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. It's a Wednesday night on the grid, a midweeker for us as we get a little closer to the 4th of July holiday coming up on Friday. Busy night, lots of baseball games. Got the Gold Cup going on, USA and Guatemala. I'm sure Joe's got a stake in that. At some point tonight, we've got the golf starting tomorrow, the tractor tournament, the John Deere. We got to give out the picks for that. We've got I don't forget. We got to do that big college football win parlay tonight. 2-win, 3-win, 4-win, 5-win, 6-win, all the way up the ladder. Been looking at it all day. We're ready, baby. Diving head first into college football as the calendar turns to July. Hopefully we get some big flies along the way here tonight, too, which would be very nice. Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Big fly was happening in the afternoon. I almost hit a couple of parlays. Couldn't do it. Couldn't get there. So the Met game, we hit two of them, and I needed the Met game over 10.5 and the Phillies to help out over 10.5. They couldn't do it. Fell short at 9. So it was close. It was close. We had some juice. We had the sauce. We'll see if we can we get any of these games besides the Yankee game, which is obviously trending to the over at 7-0. Yankees getting battered.
Well, they gave up seven runs in the first inning.
Coming back. Two innings, no hit. All of a sudden, no hits. Right? Seven runs, yeah. Seven hits, no errors. There you go. I don't know. I need the over in the Red Sox game. See if that plays out. Doesn't look like we have a shot.
They're not off to a good start in that one. That's for sure. Could use a little bit more gas.
Doubleheaders left us at the altar today. You know?
Yeah, you know, some of them got out to a decent start. Like the A Ray game got out to a good start, and then it never really fulfilled its promise. Phillies got there.
Well, the Rays game got 6-5 final.
They did get there. That was 6-5 final. That's right. Sacred Tomato scored a couple runs in the ninth, right, to make that, make that a little closer. Phillies Padres got closer.
Phillies, I mean, they're terrible. I mean,
Detroit got the over by themselves in the first game.
Those were the only two games, though. The Rays game and the Tiger game. I mean, technically, I think the Met game got over 8.5 or 8. And I think the Philly game eked over the 8.5, too. I could be wrong. Mm. But some of these other games, I mean, you know, where do you want to jump in? I mean, Nationals,
it's big flies for me tonight. Obviously, we're looking for lots of big flies. I already got one. At least I knew the Yankees were going to get pounded tonight, and at least I jumped in on that Barger. We got a homer with him in the first inning, which was nice.
Why would the Yankees get pounded tonight? Just curious.
The line said Toronto. The line said Toronto, and look, they've beaten them the last 2 days. This Warren, who pitched for the Yankees tonight, he stinks. He gave up 7 runs in the first inning. Everybody's all high about him. He ain't that good. So he showed that tonight. No. 4-1 Phillies, top of the 7th in that second game in Philly. 2-1, you know, I was surprised at this one, Joe. I thought that the Twins and the Marlins would with those guys on the mound tonight, Junk and Woods Richardson, I thought we'd get some fireworks, but only 2-1. That number still is 6.5. They think that there's runs coming, Joe, in that game. They think.
Where? In the Junk?
Yeah, in Marlins Twins. 3-1 Nationals Tigers. 7-0 Jays over the Yankees. 1-0 Red Sox Reds. Down to 6.5, Joe. You want to take a shot?
You don't want to take a shot at the Met game, 10.5 over?
No.
Why?
No Met game for me. No.
It's 5-0.
Nope. Don't want it.
No can do?
Like the over in the Cubs? Imanaga and Bybee.
That was an under yesterday, right?
Yeah.
5-2, 5-3?
5-3. It might have been just depending on when you got it. Might have been right there. Pretty sure it was 8.5, though. All over the place.
I think there's going to be runs in the National game. 8.5.
The Wood Doctor. Can we get the Wood Doctor?
Yeah, we can try.
Saw a good number on him right before first pitch. He was like in the low 300s everywhere. BetMGM hung a 450 on the Wood Doctor. I had to go and take it. So it's a price play for me, Joe. Yeah, I ended up playing the Wood Doctor. The number shouted out at me, Joe. It just said, you can't turn away 450 with the Wood Doctor. So I did it. How about the Rangers and Orioles are starting now, too? They've been sailing over the last couple nights.
I took that already. You want to do it?
Sailing.
Keeps me where I'm going. Who sang that?
That's Christopher Cross, isn't it?
I think so.
Chris Cross?
I'm probably wrong on that, though.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Christopher Cross sailing.
Takes me away to where I'm going.
It was Christopher Cross, Joe, you see? I was right on that one. It was Christopher Cross. So we have all that, and we have a lot of night games, which we'll do also. We'll probably try to put we got to hit another one of these hits, runs, RBIs, Joe.
Yeah?
The one, not the Italian Stallion one, which was a bust last night. I mean, they took Canzone out of the game. It was a disgrace. The other one had legs, but we just didn't get across the line. Yeah, the one we made with Teoscar, right? We had Teoscar in it.
Yeah.
I think 2 out of the 3 came in on that one.
We were close, but no. Oh, Seagar. Give that man a Seagar.
Yeah, this we can't do it tonight. This Canzone for the Mariners, he ain't in tonight.
Good.
Can't do the Italian Stallion parlay.
Maybe they got a shot tonight. What about the kid from the Astros? Signetti? What's his name? Cantani? What's
that kid? Victor Caratini?
Carantini with the big fly last night. Carantini with the big fly. Big
He's
fly.
He's not in the lineup tonight. He's not in the lineup. You believe that? Sit him. Well, he's got a lefty going probably because Gomber, but Gomber's a loser.
Is he?
And he's a loser. I played this Cam like Smith anybody, tonight for the Astros. Cam Smith.
Yeah. And how'd that go?
I'm in on him. Well, they didn't start yet, Joe. Astros rock.
I'm on that too.
You're I going think after Brown's it? Gonna get, how I bad the, was that? I, that they scored you six. They had six runs in the third inning, the Astros. And
seven.
It was basically like, I thought it was six.
Yeah,
didn't
seven.
They win 6-5?
It was 6-2.
What? Right. But I'm saying just the Astros themselves. You would have figured six runs in three innings that they'd continue to pound on that Rocky. And it's like they went to sleep. It's like Caratini hit the grand slam and they said, yeah, you know what? We're done for the night. That's it. Yeah. We'll shut it
Terrible.
Down.
Terrible. Over was 11.5.
Wow. Just getting going on a Wednesday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Oh, there it is, Joe. It's finally happening now in college, huh? We're putting the ads on the jerseys in college now, too? LSU plans to sell jersey patch advertisements pending NCAA approval.
Yeah, I just sent it
Figures,
to you.
Figures you'd be figures that LSU would be one of the first teams on the pile for that.
Brand recognition. That's what it
with
is.
With that snake oil salesman. Snake oil salesman Brian Kelly at the helm too. You know, he probably.
And you're happy about your head coach, right? You backed him in the championship game. He couldn't even get you to cover.
I'm been a little skeptical of him at times, but. He's got some time now to breathe after making the championship game. He's got some time to breathe.
Got a quality win over Penn State. That's all that matters. He's got more quality wins than James Franklin has.
And I'll tell you this. You can also make a case, Joe, he's had more quality wins than in Kelly's entire time at Notre Dame since he's been there. You can make that case, too. Yes, you can, Joe.
Come on. He made the college football playoff twice with four teams. Come on. With a four-team playoff. Stop.
Joe,
don't
I'm
do that.
I'm talking about the don't actual do. Wins. The actual wins have been better than the body of work that Kelly put together. They have.
Brian Kelly's best win came when he covered the 20.5-point spread against Alabama and they lost.
He covered. He didn't win the game, Joe. I'm not talking about covering 20-point spreads.
Best win
Penn State. Going to Texas A&M and win. You know, these are, winning games. Like, that's what I'm talking about, Joe.
Can we stop making Texas A&M and Connor Wigman, who's now in Houston, in that game. We're making Connor Wigman.
This Kelly never beat anyone at Notre Dame. Never beat anyone. Now, the other side of the coin, Freeman's also bad at something that Kelly was great at. Kelly never lost, and his team was never down against inferior, extremely inferior competition. Freeman has been spotty since he's been the coach. He's had problems at home against really, really inferior competition.
Northern Illinois?
Northern Illinois. Who do you lose? Marshall? What did he lose to? Was it Stanford, Joe, the 1 year? Stanford was
16-14.
He's had some issues keeping the team up against some really inferior competition, but he has big wins as well. Ah, the Wood Doctor striking out. This guy, you can't strike out the Wood Doctor. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Let's go. All right, Joe. Let's get cooking here tonight. What do you want to do? Let's jump in on something. And let me tell you, Matias is all fired up. He's got this Gold Cup tonight, this USA Guatemala and the Mexico and the Honduras. And it has been, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you, I usually wouldn't go near the first week of a tennis major, any of them, let alone the All England Club with the white jumpsuits over there and with Wimbledon. I've been into it a little bit this week, Joe, with this Wimbledon.
Come on.
Because of
serious?
All the upsets, there's been a lot of upsets, and I got really fired up during Coast to Coast because I can't stand that they have a dopey curfew, and they got courts with no lights, they got curfews, they got all sorts of stuff that's complete nonsense. U.S. Open Flushing, they let them play till 2 o'clock in the morning if they need to, the stuffy All England Club has to shut down these matches. If it gets too close to 11 p.m. Local time.
What is the situation? Who do you like? You're back in Fonseca now?
Half of the top seeds, both men's and women's, have been completely wiped away in the first 3 days of this thing. I mean, completely wiped away.
So remember when you
away.
Told me this Alcantara or whatever, the guy, oh, he's too far ahead to lose. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. He's chopped. The guy that was 140. All I heard is, don't waste your money. He's
Alcantara.
No, he's winning. He's winning, Alcaraz. He had a close call in his
favorite.
First match.
You're telling me all these guys are going down.
But he didn't go down, Joe. The other guys have gone down. Like this Fritz, who's had
you could still get
matches.
Alcaraz at plus
Billy
money.
Fritz?
You could still get Alcaraz at plus money right now, plus 110 if you want to. And you know what?
What's Fonseca's number? What's Fonseca's number to win the whole thing?
3,300. 3,300. He's actually sixth in line. He's a sixth favorite at this point. Fritz is number five. Draper's number four. Djokovic is three. Sinner's two. Alcaraz is one.
Sinner. Where do you want to go? Sinners?
He's the cheater. He's the guy they caught with the gas, and they suspended him for 6 weeks. That's Sinner.
What do you mean? He was taking the clear? He was taking the clear?
He was on the gas, yeah. He was gassing up.
That dark horse I told you about yesterday, Carver, Alex Diminar right now sits at plus 6,600, and you know what? That might be the guy. I can't take any of these guys.
None of them are beating Alcaraz.
All right, that's it.
You know
we
what?
Heard from Bjorn Borg right here.
No.
Bjorn Borg.
You know, that's what I would say. He almost lost to Fognini. You know what? I think this Wimbledon is too close. He almost lost to Fognini in the first round.
Fognini.
Five sets. Yeah. You know, anything could happen. I think this tournament is too close to Roland Garros final. I think that match between Sinner and Alcaraz at the Roland Garros final was a massive thing. And I think this tournament right now is way too close to it. That's why I think Alcaraz almost lost in the first round as well. It's hard. Look at Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff actually blamed that. She said she wasn't ready to go at Wimbledon. She said she's going to focus on the U.S. Open. There was too many ups and downs after that big Roland Garros win, and she didn't know how to get ready for this tournament. You know, Alcaraz is he's not even 21 years old, guys. You know what I mean? He's still learning through the ebbs and flows of this thing. Djokovic might even take the damn thing.
You bring up Wimbledon. You give the kid an inch. He takes a yard. He's all gassed up. See now? You give him a couple of nibbles and crumbs. He's taking it like he's got 19 loaves under each arm.
He's into it.
Goff, Sinners, this one, Alcatraz.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Still 2-1 Twins here. Top of the seventh in Miami. We could use a little bit more out of this game. I mean, use something out of this game. Can we get Buxton? We get Larnach?
Did he homer the other night or no?
Buxton homers a lot. Your boy Buxton.
Come on.
What about Larnach? We get him? It's Larnach?
5-1 Phillies.
5-1 Phillies. Was it, who was it? Was it Schwarber?
No.
No.
Nope.
This Seager, he hit it 400 feet, this Seager. Ugh. Come on, man.
Come on, get cooking in this Reds game. Come on.
Still 1-0?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Need stuff? Come on. Can we get something going? Come on, big fly, big fly!
Do need a big fly, Joe.
Let me tell you, watch the Met game today. Soto gets up. I mean, the game's out of reach, strikes out. I mean, this guy's a total hack. Really.
Yes.
Took the money and ran. Took the money and ran, this guy. How much did he get paid a year?
Hump.
70 million. How much is he getting a year? 50?
I think by the year it turns out to about 50. Somewhere around there.
Is that all?
Is that all?
Yeah, but you don't understand. They're under stress. They put their bodies under duress. It's nice. Must be nice waking up and just swinging the bat, you know, and just, you know, realizing that he's going to be getting basically 800 grand a game. It's amazing. We got something cooking here. What do we have cooking here? The Nationals, first and third. Come on, Detroit. 8-0 Blue Jays.
Wow. Just pounding them, Joe. Completely pounding away on them. That Warren's got to be out by now, right? They send him to the showers?
Yeah.
What a hack.
That guy sucks. 3-1. We had runners on first and third. What happened?
I need the quad box. It doesn't start until 8:30.
Am I getting bad updates here again?
You know who's the dual? If you're doing that ColecoVision,
they're slow.
They must have some interns working today. I was looking at it during coast to coast, like during the Philly. They were all off. They were saying the game was over. It was still going on. They had the wrong outs. It was a total disaster, Joe.
Now you know what I navigate through every night. I'm glad you have. I'm glad that you're sympathetic. I'm glad that you're sympathetic for me.
I am.
Big fly, second and third for the Blue Jays. Second and third.
What do we got here?
2-0 Cleveland, big fly. Somebody went yard.
Cleveland? Was it Ramirez? I didn't play anybody on Cleveland.
I guess the wind was supposedly blowing in. Is that why?
It's possible. Wind wasn't blowing in tonight. Wind's kind of blowing to the side.
That's good, no?
Side to side.
Well, we got good,
depending
bad up
on who we are.
We're on the top of the six with runners on the corners. FanDuel has bottom five. Like, how slow can you get here, man? Like, what are we doing? Trying to navigate the, you know, everything's off. The cash outs, the everything. We got runners all over the place, man. No? You don't care. This is part of the problem. You don't.
It is part of the problem, isn't it?
You getting ready for the holiday?
I guess.
No?
Yes, it's, you know, a couple things. It's nice that it's on a Friday. We talked about this last week. It's a Friday's nice for it. Gives you the 3-day weekend. Works out good.
I guess. There you go. I mean, it's 4th of July. There's nothing better than 4th of July, baby.
No. Hopefully the weather's nice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Joe, now I'm a little bit more set. I got the quad box now. Going. So the
is
quad
that
box
help
is up
us
and running.
Anything? Is that going to help us? Big Fly!
Guardian runs. The big flies for the Guardians were Carlos Santana and Lane Thomas. Both hit solo home runs. Here come the Tigers, Joe. One run's in. Here comes the second run. Ooh, I think they got him at the plate, Joe.
Come on. They got him?
Out.
Yes or no?
Oh, he's out. He got one run in. The second run got thrown out at the plate.
Why are so many guys getting thrown out at the plate? Since when?
We've had a lot of that lately. Had a lot of it. Been troublesome. Still 1-0.
Every game is a dead on.
The Red Sox game's a disaster.
I mean, game? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Could we pick it up with some of these games? Could we pick it up? 3-2.
The Oriole game just dipped to 6.5. I think that's the one if you want to get a live going, that's the one.
Zigging when you should be zagging again, you know? This is it. Zigging.
Nothing happening in Atlanta either. Did you go after the Braves again?
No. Nope.
Finally had enough of them?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. If the other team scores 6 runs, they're giving you nothing. It's just, you know, I have to change up the approach. The betting.
On an audible?
The alt over, I mean, it's evident. If you get 1 or 2 overs, you don't get the consistency from start to finish. It's just these games just die on like nothing, like you mentioned. You get 8 runs in the first 4 or 5 innings in Colorado. You get basically no runs the rest of the game. You're telling me that all of a sudden the pitching is that elite? I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't. Don't buy it. Can't buy it. Won't buy it. Can't buy it. You tell me. Come on, guru.
I don't buy it either. Yankees are going to get a run on the board. Base hit for LeMahieu, 8-1. 8-1, Toronto.
All right. Come on, Chet.
Did you get your picks in line for the tractor tournament, the John Deere?
I'm going to look at it in next break. We do it in the second hour anyway. We do it in the second hour.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not pressuring you. You know, I'm not pressuring you. Had all the syndicate crew on today. We got it all straightened out.
Okay, good for you guys. How'd it play out?
Good. We got a couple names that all three of us were in agreement on, and I went and looked at Brady, too. Brady's got a couple that I like also, so, you know, everybody's...
You said you guys don't commingle before the show, or...
We don't.
You know.
Don't.
You don't commingle.
Hey, Brady, you get it, Joe? Like that pick. I like that,
that
pick.
One's gone.
What'd you get?
3-0 Boston. 3-0 Boston.
A little too late, though. It's bottom six. I mean,
can this Rice hit one here for the Yankees, Joe? What about this Rice? Can he go yard?
Yeah, they got runners on first and second here.
Yeah. Can this Rice take one deep?
Rice-a-roni.
Could really use it.
What is going on here?
This guy looks just lost at the plate.
Who, Benny? Who got Benny that? Rice?
Bad camera work.
Oh, you're blaming the cameraman?
Bad camera work.
FanDuel still shows 1-0 in the Red Sox game. So
no, it's a homer. They've already moved on to the next batter. And that's rare, Joe, because you know they're always ahead of the curve on everything. They're always way ahead of everybody.
They're so far behind. They're Leighton tonight.
This Rice ripped one into the corner, but he didn't get a homer. 8-2 Toronto. 8-2 Toronto. What do you need there, Joe? 11.5? 12.5?
I didn't take that total tonight.
Scared off, huh?
It's just, you know, the Blue Jays are a team. When I bet the over, they never come through. When I don't bet them, they score 14 runs. No?
Yeah. Understandable. Wow, a rare update on the quad box from the Brave game. Is something actually happening there?
Probably not. They got a runner on first. Did somebody homer?
Albies with a hit to start the inning off. That's all.
That was it? That was the update?
Yeah, that was it.
All right. Slim pickings tonight. Slim pickings.
Oh, Judge missed it by 0.5 foot, Joe. 0.5 foot he missed it by. 8-3 Toronto. 8-3 Toronto. Here they come. Here they come.
I don't know. Yeah, this is it. Just bad news.
It's Jake Knapp. A lot of people like this Jake Knapp this week too, Joe.
Do they? Jake Afternoon Knapp?
Jake Afternoon Knapp.
There you go. Something happened in the Marlin game. I think the guy got tagged out at home.
Like, another one?
Tell me what happens in the Marlin game. Something happened.
I don't have that up here right now.
Okay.
I can only do all for right. you what I can. Kikuchi with the high gas.
Really?
Kikuchi tonight. Been staying away from
kid.
Him, Joe. He's been good.
Could have killed that kid. I told him low and outside. Low and outside. Boy, that was close to my head.
Who was that?
What? What game are you watching?
I got 4 games on. They move them in and out. It's like the red zone.
Yeah.
They move games in and out. This kid's sleeping at the Met game. I don't think I blame him. Showing some kid in the crowd, Joe. He's snoozing, man. He's shutting it down.
Hot outside. It's like 95 degrees out. It's not the Rizzler, is it?
It's not the Rizzler, no. Kid's got a SpongeBob shirt on. He's taking a snooze, man.
You would love that for the kids to take a snooze at the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, why don't you go ahead? Put your head on Dad's shoulder. Come on.
Shut it down for a bit.
Shut it down. That's it.
Man, this Harris, he stinks too. Remember when you wanted to back that Harris on the Braves? It's into another double play.
The night I wanted to back him, he hit a home run. I don't know. You're making it sound like I backed the guy every night. The night I had him, he hit a home run.
It's Harris.
Tonight's not even Bigger Tuesday. Big Fly Wednesdays here on the grid.
Big Fly Wednesday for Carver and Lisi. Big Fly Wednesday.
God, do I have any shot of these games to open it up? Any shot for these games to open up?
Which one do you want the most? Which one do you need the most? If I could just get this one, and then I can move from there. If I could just get this one, which one is it? What opens up for you the most?
Now, the Tiger game.
How much you need?
8.5.
All right. Got a shot.
Not, these other games, though, Carver, they're dead to rights. They're just dead. You know?
It does have that feel to it, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. It's got a little bit of that feel. Dead. Last night was tough.
Dead to rights.
Better.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it. They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Friday night, like 11:30 at DJ's out on the shore. Start throwing the napkins in the air. You've been out in that scene, right, Joe, back in the day?
Not
get you out on the shore.
Night.
You know, yeah. Karma, DJs, throwing the napkins.
Bar A.
Legendary. The legendary Bar A. Oh, man. I've never seen people get so excited. Never seen any people get so excited for a couple of beach tables and umbrellas with a couple coolers of beer.
All right, now we're going to bash the Jersey Shore.
Hey,
come
you know,
out to the island.
Listen, 46 hours in the IROC. I like the scene, believe me. And I think that the stuff on the shore is The Bar A is a little, it's great, it's good times, it's a little overrated.
You're hanging out, you got your nose up in the air with all the people in the Hamptons and, you know, the white party and all you know, hanging out with all those people. I get it. Right? Like just chilling and, you know, I get it. Base is loaded for the Reds here.
Hey, Joe, you might be the best person to explain this.
Okay.
Can you explain the situation with this thing in the bill with the
it's not good.
The big bill. What? Because you I'm sure that you dove into this immediately. So
I saw it late last night. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was scrolling after the show. Somebody did a video on it, supposedly a poker player. On X, I don't know. You seem like legit. I'm like, I'll look into it in the morning, right? And then I saw it across, DRS posted it. And then you sort of, you know, everybody else posted it. I think Craig Mish covered it.
Everyone's
you know,
got something
and
to say.
So, right. So basically the gist is, it doesn't matter the money, but if you bet, let's just say $1,000 in the year, right? And you lose $1,000, right? You're going to have to pay $100, 10%, because you don't get the write-off of the 100% wash, meaning you didn't net anything. You bet 100, you bet 1,000, you lose 1,000, the net is zero. Well, now, according to this, with the write-off, you write off 90%, but then you got to pay 10% tax, which, okay, it's $100 on $1,000, right? Doesn't seem like a lot. But the guy used it like a professional gambler, okay? That makes $5.2 million. Okay, $5.2 million, and let's say he loses $5 million. So he nets $200,000, right? In old school, you would pay the tax on the $200,000, right? But in this scenario, you only write off $4.5 million, which means there's $700,000 unaccounted for that you would have to pay tax on. And then that tax bracket, now you're paying 40%. Now you're paying $280,000 on $700,000, roughly.
Okay.
But you only made $200,000.
Right.
The guy bets $5.2 million. But wins $5.2 million, but he only bet $5 million. So his net is $200,000. That's all the guy made or woman made for that year, let's say 2025. So he should on a 40, like $200,000, let's just say 39%, 35% tax bracket, all right? You're basically paying $67,000, $72,000 in taxes. You still net a profit, right? Under this scenario, the guy wins $5.2 million and bets $5 million. He's got to pay tax on $700,000, which is $250,000 more than what he made net. So he's losing money. How is that possible? No?
Yeah, no, I understand now.
$4,300, Granny Smith!
Granny Smith for Encarnacion Strand. He just hit it over the monster. Granny Smith for Cincinnati. 4-3 Reds. Wow, that game opened up. The Brewers just got a couple homers, too. Cheerio. Hello. Cheerio. And Yelich.
5-2. 5-2. 1-0, Houston. 1-0, Houston.
Wow.
You understand now? What do you think of it?
I got to tell you, Joe, I honestly really need to. I gotta look into it a little bit more.
Now, but again, I didn't look into it. So, I just assumed that everybody that discussed it was right. I didn't actually dive into the big, beautiful bill and break down this section and see where it addresses gambling. But some people have, so we'll see. We'll see what transpires. I mean, obviously, it's not good for the industry. I mean, how are the books, you know, people are going to go offshore. I mean, you're not going to,
yeah.
You don't want to, I mean, the books are going to get crushed. So, yeah. So stock-wise, it's not good. Stock-wise, no. Lost revenue. And you got to believe the people that do it for a living make significant more income. So though that revenue stream is not going to be there month to month if this goes through. So less earnings, less revenue, less business. I'll tell you what, the leagues aren't going to be happy about it because I guarantee you, you know, viewership to a potential will dip because you're not going to get the casual guy too. If he's got to pay anything, if he's losing money, we're breaking even. He's not even going to want to try it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, my point is you're going to lose interest, a little potential, in the games. We all know people watch the games for the gambling.
3-3 Tigers Nats. 3-3 Tigers Nats. This is a 4-3 Tigers. 4-3 Tigers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Home run for Marcus Semien for the Rangers, as I believe that would be the first scoring in that game, Joe.
Yeah.
1-0 Rangers. Ellie just drove in another run for the Reds, so 5-3 Reds. All right, now Detroit's up 4-3. Can we get the Wood Doctor now, Joe, to make that 4-4 in the Nat game? Can the Wood Doctor make it 4-4?
Why not? Runners on the corners for the Brewers.
You got something going in that game?
Oh, I'm just curious.
You're just curious.
Yeah.
You just happen to be worried about what's going on in the Met game, right? Just an mm-hmm. just an observed
three
party.
3-0
just,
Texas. 3-0.
Just interested in what's going on. Oh, it was a 3-run homer. It wasn't a solo homer. 3-run homer for Simeon. Wow. David, don't call me Cameron Fry with a homer for Cleveland. Be nice if the Cubs started hitting some homers.
Yeah.
Cleveland's certainly hitting enough of them.
I'm trying to see if we know. 5-1 final. I took over 6.5 in the Phillies game, lost. Put in a parlay. Dead loser.
We've got a lot to do in the last hour, Joe.
Golf.
We'll start by
college
we'll start
football
by
parlays.
Looking, yeah, we'll start by looking at the night games. We'll do the hits, runs, RBIs for the night game because those are going to start at 9:40 East. We'll do the golf, and then we'll do the college football 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 win parlay.
I mean, come on, 2, 3, 4. We're gonna go the ladder it up. Two wins.
One from each. One. Hey, gonna have to root somebody in.
I mean, you make this as like you know, this is like a needle in a haystack play.
Nope.
I mean,
There's
you don't
plenty
like
plenty of opportunity. Plenty of opportunity.
Plenty of opportunity.
Plenty of opportunity. Okay.
Sure.
Don't be scared. Well,
who's scared, Carver? I bet every night.
Who's
scared?
You sound a little worried about it.
I'm not. You know.
What are you worried about? Man, this Goodman's been hot for Colorado, Joe. This Goodman.
Hit a home run?
No, not yet. He grounded out.
That Kanji-Anone, that kid carries a heavy bat. Let me tell you, Kanji-Anone.
And the heavy bat's been quiet. He ain't done much
lately.
This
kid, built this kid up like he was Hercules. He did. Hercules Kanji-Anone. Big bat Kanji-Anone.
What do you need in the Red Sox game?
Don't worry about it, really. Like, now you want to tune in. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Let things marinate. Worry about some other game.
That ain't right. Just trying
you're
to root
not
it
right.
in.
No, you're not.
Just trying to root it in. Doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to root it in. Amazing, it really is.
Now this is crazy. FanDuel, bottom three, they have no score. Meanwhile, it's 3-0. 5-3 Mets!
Wow.
Got the interns working tonight. It's obvious. We can't get anything right here. Okay. I guess this is the way we'll roll. This will be it. Okay. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. What, the Kanji-Anone? Kid carries a heavy bat.
You love saying that.
You say it all the time. You build this guy up.
I said it once.
You said it like 6 times on the same night, and the guy didn't come through for us.
It'll be fine, Joe. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, we're going to be all right.
Big 12 somehow. Media Week next week? Big 12 Media Week?
Yeah.
That's when you know it really begins. Big 12 Media Week. Here we go. Vegas? Are they in Vegas?
I don't know.